Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome again to my show, Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean, and I will be sharing practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. I want to thank you for listening in today. Today is Easter Monday, and we are going to be talking about the power of consistency. For those of you who want to comment, our chat room is now open, so if you've got any comments or any questions about this topic, please feel free to leave a comment. And for those of you who would like to call in after our break to ask any questions, you can call in on 646-668-8471. So welcome to everyone once again on this Easter Monday, and we're going to be talking about the power of consistency. I'd like you maybe to get your pens and papers, because the information I share with you today, you might want to write down for your life or for your business. I'd like to start with a quote, and the quote says, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." And that was written by Aristotle. So today, when we're talking about the power of consistency, I like to use two words together, and that's word action. Action, words. So words and action and words. I want you to think about your business or your life and the amount of words that you've said of things that you're going to do, and then think about how much action you've actually taken. And one tip that I want to give you today is that if you're able to speak a word regarding your business, so it might be, "I want to inspire clients," keep that word in your mind, and then the next stage is actually to take action with that word by actually ringing those 5 clients. So the power of consistency is your personal responsibility, and it's all about how you're going to respond to your ability, so what you're able to do. And the tips that I'd like to give you in being consistent is to actually work towards your strengths. So your strengths are all about what you are good at. In my business, I like to talk, so I work towards my strengths with my clients by talking, by mentoring them, by speaking at business engagements, by offering training courses. So whatever your strengths are, if you're going to be consistent, you need to work to your strengths. The other tip that I'd give you is be committed and be disciplined. There's a poster that I've got on my page that says motivation gets you started, but it's actually discipline that will keep you going. So if you want to be consistent, you need to be motivated to get started, but you need to have some disciplines in place to keep you going. So you might be thinking, how do I get to have this power of consistency? Well, the first thing is the words that you speak regarding your business or your life, you need to actually measure them. So this is something that you can do over a 3 to 6 month period. So whatever you've said that you're going to do, measure to see if you've actually acted out on it. So that's the first tip to be powerful in your consistency. The other area is accountability. It's good to speak what we're going to do, and it's good to act upon it, But sometimes it's good to be accountable to your colleagues for what you've spoken so that they can encourage you to make sure that you're on track. I run a mastermind group, and in the mastermind group, I encourage all the business owners in the group to set some targets and goals. And then when we meet back, which is in within 6 to 8 weeks, we will then be able to account to each other how we've got on. And that helps us to keep up our consistency. The other area of consistency is making sure that you have a track record. So this will enable you to be caused to be seen as reliable. So if you say you're going to do something, if you say you're going to follow up your customers, if you say you're going to put on an event, if you say you're going to offer a particular service, if you're constantly doing that, this will help you to build up a track record and your customers will then see you as reliable. And the other area of consistency is maintenance. Over a period of time, it's important for you to keep your customers satisfied. So these are the areas that will help you with your consistency. So it's measuring it, being accountable, making sure that you have a track record, so building up your reputation over a period of time, and making sure that you maintain your customers, that you keep your customers satisfied. And to be powerful in these areas, you can just choose one area that you would focus on, and this will help you to reach your goal of being consistent. So let's put some actions in place in terms of the power of consistency. In terms of consistency, saying things and then doing it is really, really helpful. So if you say something and then do it, that will help you to be consistent. The other area is if you're going somewhere, you need to be there. So if you say that you're going to be at an event, if you say that you're going to meet your customer, go there a little bit before so that you're actually ready to meet the needs of your customer. And the other area of being consistent is if you start something, make sure that you follow it through. That is a key tip that I would give to anyone in business who wants to be consistent. So for those of you who are creative entrepreneurs, and I've worked with quite a few, you may have 5 or 6 ideas that you might want to work on, but the idea is to start it and make sure you follow it through over a period of time, and that will help you to be consistent. So this is definitely a must for business owners. So we're talking here about the power of consistency. And our chat room is open, so please feel free to put any questions or any comments of what we've shared so far. And if you'd like to call in, our number is 646-668-8471. So in terms of consistency, I'm going to give you an acronym of how you can be focused on your consistency. So for every letter of the word consistency, I'm going to give you some action points. The first letter is C, which stands for continue. And if you're going to be consistent, you have to keep going and you have to review what you're doing. So look at what's going well, what's not going well, and areas of how you can improve that. The next tip on consistency for O is organized. So you need to decide what you will do first and what you will do second. Now it sounds very obvious, but sometimes we can put down a lot of things to do and not actually focus on what we're actually going to start first. So that's another tip that I would give you on consistency. The N stands for network. Network is where you're building relationships with your customers, and if you do this on a regular basis, this will help your consistency. And the S stands for serve, serving your customers well. So whatever their needs are, whatever they require, you're making sure that you're serving them well. The I stands for implement. So if you want to be powerful in your consistency, implement new ideas and new strategies. So it doesn't have to be a new business, but it might be you offering it in a different way. The S stands for steps. You can take small steps or you can take large steps. The T stands for time. Use the available time you have. I speak to so many business owners and they, oh, I haven't got enough time. But you've got to be consistent. If you've got 2 hours in a day and you need to do something on a regular basis, use your available time that you've got. The E in consistency stands for educate. Keep yourself updated to what's going on around you so that you're able to share that with your customers. The N stands for negotiate, and that's where you negotiate with your customers and also your competitors. The C stands for contact. If you want to be consistent, you need to be contacting your customers on a regular basis. And this can be by email, by phone, social media. They normally say it takes about 7 touches for you to get a sale from your potential customer. So keep in contact with your customers on a consistent basis. And then the Y stands for you. You are the most important person to keep up with consistency. So I'm going to go through those again, and then after that we're going to take a break, and then I'd welcome your comments, your questions on how you feel about consistency, if you had any challenges with your consistency. So the power of consistency, that's the topic we're talking about today. C stands for continue. O stands for organize. N stands for network. S stands for serve. I stands for implement. S stands for step. T stands for time. E stands for educate. N stands for negotiate. C stands for contact. And Y stands for you. You are the most important person to make sure that you keep consistent. So we're going to take a break now, and then after the break, please come back and we'll be taking questions, and I'll be sharing with you some further tips on how you can keep up the power of consistency.
Ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back again to our show, Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean, and we have been talking about the power of consistency. And we've realized that consistency is very, very important in business. It consists of words and action. So words are what you say, and actions are what you do. And if you can make sure that the words that you say you act upon, that is where you will have consistency. So we're going to look at some questions now. We're going to take some questions. So if you'd like to ask the question, you can put it into our chat room. If you'd like to call in, you can call in on 646-668-8471. And for anyone that enters our chat room, you can have a free 15-minute mentoring session with me that you can book after the show. And you can email me info@businesswithexcellence.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's @SharonBWE. And my Facebook page is facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. So let's go to some questions now in our chat room. Right, we've got a question here. Is it possible to contact your customers too much? Thank you for that question. That's a very, very good question. I had the experience today where I contacted my customers who last came to my event, and one of the customers said, please, could you take me off your text list? What I realized from that is that that customer only wants to be contacted about specific events. That customer didn't want to be kept updated with everything that I was doing. So yes, it can be possible for you to contact your customer too much, but to be consistent, you find out what your customer is interested in. And the way that you can do this is that when you work with a customer, depending on the different services or products that you offer or provide, you can ask them how much information would they like from you. So an example of this would be, if a customer bought your services, you might say to them that we send out a monthly newsletter. Would you like to be updated with our monthly newsletter? Now, if they say yes, you know that every month you'll have a particular number of clients that you're keeping updated. Another thing that you can do, some customers get annoyed when you're constantly trying to sell, sell, sell. So if you're adding value by giving them information that they require or that they need, then they will be more appreciative of when you send them information. But nowadays, we've got so many technology that you can keep your customers up to date. You've got Facebook if your customers are there. You've got Twitter. You've got all sorts of social media. You've got email. You've got offline and online. So in terms of contacting your customers, it's good to keep in touch, but if they ever share that you are doing it too much, then you have to listen to them. We've got another question here. Is it possible to diversify too much? Thank you. That's a great question. It can be. Diversification is all about expansion. Now, it depends what you want to be known for. If you're a business, for example, that wants to be known for one particular main service, it's important that you diversify around those services. So, for example, if I was to take a large supermarket, they sell food, but you could go into a supermarket, particularly a superstore, and you could buy a TV, you could buy a phone. But if they stop selling their main product or main core business, which is food, then people may not recognize them. So my answer to that question is that if you're going to diversify, diversify around your main product or have an additional product that will support the others that you offer so that you're actually known just for the main service with additional things that you've got to offer. Right, another question here. Should I stick to one main product? Well, this depends on what type of market you're in. So if you're in a niche market, which is a market that offers specific services or products, you might want to stick to one main product because you might have a certain type of customer who wants to buy that product, but you might want to offer it in different ways to different groups. So if you're going to decide whether or not to stick to one main product, the answer would be find out, is there enough customers in your target that would be wanting to buy those products or those services? So sometimes when you're starting out, it's good to stick to one thing so that you can get known for that. In my business, when I first started out, I only started with training because I wanted people to build up experience with me and see me as a trainer. And then every service that I now offer has been a result of what my customers want. So in terms of, we do business startup support, we organise networking events, we do event management, we have a referral and introducers network, we offer one-to-one advice, we do business mentoring. But the whole ethos of a service is called business support. So you can have lots and lots of products, but make sure that you're offering it around your main service. But another question here we've got, how can a new business gain respect? New business can gain respect, one word, consistency. And that's being consistent in your words and also in your actions with your customers. The other thing that you can do is constantly be integral. So mean what you say and say what you mean. And over a period of time, people will get to know you as maybe the expert in your field or the service provider who's providing an excellent service or product to the customer, and the customer will then respect that business. The other thing that I would say in terms of gaining respect, once you've got your customers, is going over and above. So maybe that after sales call or offering them something extra once they've purchased from you, that they can remember you in their mind. The other part of the question says, how can a new business gain respect when others have been consistent for a longer time? As I said before, this happens through you being consistent. So it happens through you working to your strength, it happens through you being committed and also disciplined with what you're doing. There's a saying that people buy people. And that is really, really important. Another question we've got here, why do small businesses fail in 3 years? That's an interesting question. Sometimes it can be a range of things, but one thing I would say, apart from outside factors, which would be things like what might be going on externally in the market, as an individual, I would say when we're talking about this topic, consistency, it's the lack of being consistent, so inconsistency. So starting something, then stopping it, and then starting something else. I've met quite a few business owners, particularly those who are really passionate about making money, and they'll start in one area of business, and they won't give it enough time to work it through, and then they'll be on to something else. So it's important that whatever you're doing, you must give yourself a period of time just to work it through. Do your market research, do your planning, look at what's going on in the environment so that you will not be susceptible to fail. There will be times when market conditions might dry up, but if you're constantly being innovative and asking your customers what are their needs, how can you help them, you will remain consistent in your business. Right, we've got another question here. Have you kept the same product? If that's personal to me, I keep the same business core model, so I offer the business support, but I've decided to offer a range of products. So recently I wrote a book last year, that was the first time me becoming an author, and I wrote that on Business Pearls. This year I'm launching an online course for business owners. So it's the same service, but different products, and the reason for that is adapting to the needs of my customers around me. I have customers who may not physically be able to get to an event that I'm hosting, but they would want material. So because the market now is online, we have to tap into that online market. And I would encourage you to look at that as well in your business. You might be selling a product that is a physical product, but there might be ways that you can get that product online. You can offer it to a wider target market group. So we're talking the power of consistency. I'm just going to go through the action points again. So C stands for continue, which means you've got to keep going and reviewing what you're doing. O stands for decide. Decide what you'll start first. N stands for network, networking on a regular basis. S stands for serving, serving your customers well. I stands for implement, so you need to implement new ideas and strategies. F stands for steps, take small steps or large steps, it doesn't matter, you just keep taking those steps. T stands for time, use the available time that you've got. E stands for educate, which means keep yourself updated. N stands for negotiate, so negotiate with your customers, but also your competitors. C stands for contact, so contact your customers on a regular basis. And Y stands for you. You are the most important person to keep up your consistency. So I'm really hoping that you will take these tips on and this acronym that I've given you, consistency, in terms of going forward in your business. If you're in the UK and you want to be consistent in your marketing, on Monday the 25th of April in the Croydon area, we will be having a pitch, market and sell, where you have an opportunity to present your business to a wide audience in the community. You can showcase what you offer, you can pitch it to them, you can market it and you can also sell. And if you're interested in booking a table for that, you can go online, www.pitchmarketsell.eventbrite.co.uk. So that will be our pitch, market and sell on Monday the 25th of April in Croydon from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. So that's for people based in the UK. And for those of you who've been listening in and would like a free 15-minute mentoring session with me, please feel free to email me on info@businesswithexcellence.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at SharonBWE, or you can like us on Facebook and keep updated with latest tips, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. So I want to thank you for listening and also taking on these tips today, as we've talked about consistency in business and also the power of consistency, something that is very powerful. And if you're able to use that in your business, you will be very successful. So until next time, share with others, blogtalkradio.com. And my name is Sharon McLean, and we air every Monday at 9:30, sharing practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and also act upon. So thank you for listening today, and see you again soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired and will